Big Names at 9/11 Conference. By Donald Jeffries. This writer was thrilled to meet one of his all-time heroes, former Representative Dennis Kucinich, Democrat, Ohio, who spoke at the recent Turning the Tide 9/11 Conference in Washington, D.C. Kucinich was the one-time boy mayor of Cleveland whose populism was unique in Congress. He introduced articles of impeachment against President George W. Bush, three of them regarding 9/11. Representative Kurt Weldon, Republican, Pennsylvania, actually served on the 9/11 Commission, which played the same role the Warren Commission did in covering up the JFK assassination. Weldon blasted the CIA, and particularly former Director Mike Pompeo, who was Secretary of State during Donald Trump's first administration. He talked about how Pompeo bragged that the CIA was so committed to lying, cheating, and stealing that there were special classes on it at the agency. "That's not the CIA that I agreed to support in Congress," Weldon said. Weldon has called the 9/11 Commission a fraud and charged that his political career was torpedoed by his outspoken views. Weldon was warm to meet and comes across as an old-fashioned, hands-on politician. Barbara Honiger, author of the blockbuster book October Surprise, board chair for the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, and an indefatigable investigator, gave a compelling speech at the conference. Honiger cited Operation Northwoods, the insane plan by the military and the Joint Chiefs of Staff to use real and fake plane crashes, murders, and other catastrophes to bring on a war with Cuba in 1962, as evidence of what she called the high state being willing to indiscriminately murder lots of Americans. She described how then-chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Lyman Lemnitzer led a secret military exercise in October 1961, where every single airliner in the country was grounded. Honiger called Operation Northwoods literally a template for what they actually did on September 11. She stated that Lemnitzer was essentially fired by President Kennedy, but then promoted up to be head of strategic command in Europe, in NATO. She alleged that her very informed opinion was that the U.S. Air Force would have to have been involved in the 9/11 conspiracy. She quoted David Rockefeller as saying, "All we need is the right catastrophic event to trigger the New World Order." She described how Matt Campbell, a British citizen whose brother Jeff died in the World Trade Center, and his family had gone through essential hell, even in the UK, by trying to access the evidence in Jeff's death. She noted that every single legal filing and lawsuit from the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry had been blocked by the government in this country. As she declared, "The government is lying, and has the authority and the weight of the presumption of truth." Honiger also revealed how the Supreme Court recently ruled that federal grand juries are the fourth people's branch of the federal government. After remarks from longtime Representative Dana Rohrabacher, Republican, California, Kucinich took the stage. As he noted, "I spent most of my time in Congress fighting wars." Kucinich memorably introduced legislation to create a Department of Peace. Kucinich called the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which had occurred the day before, an assault on our nation, and made a plea to stop the endless violence. Kucinich focused on the deadly do-si-do of the partnership between the United States and Israel in regard to 9/11. He blasted both countries for wrongly associating the events of 9/11 with Saddam Hussein and Iraq. He mentioned that immediately after September 11, Benjamin Netanyahu, who was in the United States, was asked by the BBC what the attack meant for Israeli relations. "It's very good," he said. Then he caught himself, "Well, not very good, it will generate immediate sympathy." On September 12, in a CNN interview, Mr. Netanyahu said, "It's not just Bin Laden, it's not just the network, it's also the states that harbor and support them. Iraq, Iran, the Taliban in Afghanistan." Kucinich talked about how both Vice President Dick Cheney and President George W. Bush went on to follow Netanyahu's lead. Kucinich's obvious opposition to Israeli policies make his appointment as RFK Jr.'s original campaign chief all the more inexplicable. It was only after Kennedy's unconvincing public display of support for Israel that Kucinich abruptly resigned from his post. No reason was given, but clearly a disagreement on Israel was to blame. Architect and conference organizer Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth fame has set in motion a promising truth movement with this first Turning the Tide 9/11 conference.